Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a visit to Algeria as part of a three-nation visit, was conferred with honorary doctorate in political science by Sidi Abdallah Science and Technology Paul University in Algiers today. Mr. Kamal Badari, the Algerian Minister of Higher Education and Scientific Research, handed over the doctorate. President Draupadi Murmu, while addressing the Sidi Abdallah University, said that this doctorate is an honor for India, a country that had stood for peace and prosperous bold from time immemorial. She urged the Algerian government, higher education department and students to avail the benefits of India's ITEC program and other scholarship programs. In Arunachal Pradesh, 14 out of 25 districts are now eligible for malaria-free certification. The information was shared on the first day of the three-day review meeting of the National Center for Vector-Borne Diseases Control, Arunachal Pradesh, in Nahrlagun today. Dr. K.T. Mulung, State Program Officer, National Center for Vector-Borne Diseases Control, said that it is a significant milestone in the state's ongoing efforts to eliminate malaria. The meeting aims at reviewing an evaluation of strategies and developing actionable plans to accelerate the progress towards a malaria-free Arunachal Pradesh. With a vision to empower the local communities, the Soming Narming Cultural Group was inaugurated yesterday under the One Samvad, Samvad Se Samadhan initiative at Pake Tiger Reserve. The formation of the Soming Narming Cultural Group is envisioned as a model of community-led ecotourism aimed at empowering the women of Dalong village by fostering self-reliance and confidence. Speaking on the occasion, DFO Pake Tiger Reserve Satya Prakash Singh expressed optimism over the group's future, stating Soming Narming has a very bright future. The women of this group will set up an inspiring example for other villagers in the Pake Tiger Reserve to follow this model of sustainable tourism and local development. With the rest of the nation, the Bharatiya Janata Party Arunachal Pradesh Minority Morcha, led by its state president, observed the 93rd birth anniversary of former President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, at State BJP headquarters, Itanagar, today. Speaking on the occasion, State President highlighted Dr. Kalam's various contributions and achievements in the field of missile and nuclear weapon programs in the country. On the eve of International E-Waste Day, a significant awareness event was organized by Sikar Military Station, Pasighat, today. The objective of the event is to educate government secondary school children and their parents on the pressing issue of e-waste management. The event was designed to instill a deep understanding of the environmental impact caused by electronic waste and the importance of reasonable disposal and recycling. The district administration organized a one-day training-cum-interactive workshop session for Gaumburas and Gaumburis of Kai Panyor at Yachuli today. The training session was conducted by officials reiterating the roles, responsibilities, powers and duties of GBs in their jurisdiction, guided by the Assam Frontier Regulation 1945 and AP Civil Courts Act 2022. A brief awareness address on the importance and conservation of wildlife and nature was also emphasized. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Islamabad this afternoon on a two-day visit to Pakistan to attend the 23rd meeting of SCO Council of Heads of Government. The SCO meeting will be held tomorrow under the chairmanship of Pakistan. Held annually, the summit focuses on the trade and economic agenda of the organization. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. Paramesh Sivan Mani today assumed charge as the 26th Director General of the Indian Coast Guard. Mr. Sivamani is specialized in navigation and direction, and his sea commands include all major vessels of the Indian Coast Guard. He was conferred with the Tatrakshak Medal in 2014 and the President's Tatrakshak Medal in 2019 for his illustrious services. He was also awarded the Director General Coast Guard Commendation in 2012. In a significant boost to the country's defense capabilities, India and the U.S. have signed the contract for procurement of 31 MQ-93 Predator drones. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.